Državni izpitni center. Nacionalno preverjanje znanja 2015 iz angleščine. Slušno razumevanje. Slišali boste dve besedili in ob tem reševali naloge. Vsako besedilo boste slišali dvakrat. Zdaj imate čas, da si ogledate prvo nalogo. Prisluhnite prvemu besedilu in rešujte nalogo.
Food pyramid.
The National Health Institute in London has just carried out a survey about the new food guide pyramid. Our guests today are Joshua, a researcher at the Institute, and Jessica, who is one of the kids involved in Joshua's survey. Let's listen to what they can tell us about the survey. Joshua, what can you tell our listeners about the new food guide pyramid?
The votes are in. Kids like the new food guide pyramid. About 500 kids participated in our survey. Except for still being a triangle, the new pyramid isn't much like the old one. The old one was made up of different sized blocks that stood for the different food groups. The new model has splashy, vertical stripes and a staircase running up one side to show the importance of exercise. One kid said it looked like a pie graph, only triangular.
I love the new pyramid, especially the staircase. The new model is easier to understand. I think it's trying to say, stay healthy and be on top of the world.
Other kids said the new pyramid rocks because it's more colourful. Five stripes stand for the five food groups. The sixth stripe stands for oils.
I think that the new pyramid's colours were trying to send this message. You have to eat all the different food groups to have a healthy body, just like how you need all the colours to make a healthy rainbow.
Other kids said the new pyramid is better because it's more specific. For instance, the different widths of each colour band give people an idea of how much they need, and the bands get thinner at the top to show that in every food group some foods are healthier than others. Of course, you should eat more of the healthy ones. With grains, for instance, a slice of whole wheat toast is more nutritious than a donut, so the wheat bread would be in the wide part and the donut in the narrow top.
Thank you very much for being our guest today. I think that we are more aware now of how important it is to eat healthy food.
Poslušajte besedilo še enkrat in rešite nalogo.
Food pyramid.
The National Health Institute in London has just carried out a survey about the new food guide pyramid. Our guests today are Joshua, a researcher at the Institute, and Jessica, who is one of the kids involved in Joshua's survey. Let's listen to what they can tell us about the survey. Joshua, what can you tell our listeners about the new food guide pyramid?
The votes are in. Kids like the new food guide pyramid. About 500 kids participated in our survey. Except for still being a triangle, the new pyramid isn't much like the old one. The old one was made up of different sized blocks that stood for the different food groups. The new model has splashy, vertical stripes and a staircase running up one side to show the importance of exercise. One kid said it looked like a pie graph, only triangular.
I love the new pyramid, especially the staircase. The new model is easier to understand. I think it's trying to say, stay healthy and be on top of the world.
Other kids said the new pyramid rocks because it's more colourful. Five stripes stand for the five food groups. The sixth stripe stands for oils.
I think that the new pyramid's colours were trying to send this message. You have to eat all the different food groups to have a healthy body, just like how you need all the colours to make a healthy rainbow.
Other kids said the new pyramid is better because it's more specific. For instance, the different widths of each colour band give people an idea of how much they need, and the bands get thinner at the top to show that in every food group some foods are healthier than others. Of course, you should eat more of the healthy ones. With grains, for instance, a slice of whole wheat toast is more nutritious than a donut, so the wheat bread would be in the wide part and the donut in the narrow top.
Thank you very much for being our guest today. I think that we are more aware now of how important it is to eat healthy food.
S tem je zaključena prva naloga. Zdaj imate čas, da si ogledate drugo nalogo. Prisluhnite drugemu besedilu in rešujte nalogo.
Ask us anything. Have a question and don't know who to ask? Jenny and Steve are here for you.
Hi, I'm Jenny.
And I'm Steve.
Here's a letter from Pete about a naughty scout. A scout in my troop doesn't listen to our leader or the rest of us on camp out or anywhere else. For example, when we're putting our tents up, he goes fishing. He thinks he is something special because his aunt helps our leader with lessons. So this naughty scout doesn't get in trouble. What should I do?
This guy's getting a bit of a free pass, but instead of giving him a hard time, figure out which scout is closest to him and have that scout ask him why he's not going along with the rest of you. A little straight talk could bring him to his senses.
His attitude is very annoying, but don't let it ruin your good time and definitely don't follow his example. Someday he'll regret not being a team player, like when he doesn't get the part in the school play because he doesn't learn his lines. So just leave him alone.
Our next question is from David, who is left without a friend. My best friend in the whole world is moving. What should I do?
Remember that your best bud is moving, not falling off the face of the planet. When I was in school, my best friend moved to another state. I was devastated, but we wrote letters and stayed close for years. Nowadays, you can call during the hours when your cell phone allows free long-distance calls, email at least once a week, and take photos at your next big school event and post them on a photo-sharing site like Shutterfly.com.
My father is a military man, so I moved about every 3 years while growing up. It was a real pain making new friends all the time, but it taught me a valuable lesson. People come and go, and you have to learn to roll with it. On the other hand, you can make new friends all the time.
Our sisters and brothers are our joy and sorrow. Tim often finds himself in the shadow. My brother, who is almost 2 years older than me, overshadows me completely. He's taller, stronger, faster and smarter. He's popular with everyone. Nobody knows who I am except as his younger brother. He doesn't mean to block me the way he does, but asking him to stop is simply out of the question. What am I going to do?
Obviously he's taller, faster and smarter than you. He's 2 years older. Simply ask him to help you get better at sports, meeting girls, whatever. My sister is 2 years younger than I am, and I've always loved teaching her new things. And as you grow older, it's only a matter of time before you'll be teaching your brother a thing or two.
When I was younger, I felt the same way about my older sister. She was smart, pretty, and could play just about any musical instrument. So I started to develop other abilities, like football, and eventually slipped out of her shadow. Find out about the talents you have, develop those, and be your own person.
Dear listeners, if you have a question for Jenny and Steve, write to us to ask us anything.
Poslušajte besedilo še enkrat in rešite nalogo.
Ask us anything. Have a question and don't know who to ask? Jenny and Steve are here for you.
Hi, I'm Jenny.
And I'm Steve.
Here's a letter from Pete about a naughty scout. A scout in my troop doesn't listen to our leader or the rest of us on camp out or anywhere else. For example, when we're putting our tents up, he goes fishing. He thinks he is something special because his aunt helps our leader with lessons, so this naughty scout doesn't get in trouble. What should I do?
This guy is getting a bit of a free pass, but instead of giving him a hard time, figure out which scout is closest to him and have that scout ask him why he's not going along with the rest of you. A little straight talk could bring him to his senses.
His attitude is very annoying, but don't let it ruin your good time and definitely don't follow his example. Someday he'll regret not being a team player, like when he doesn't get the part in the school play because he doesn't learn his lines. So just leave him alone.
Our next question is from David, who is left without a friend. My best friend in the whole world is moving. What should I do?
Remember that your best bud is moving, not falling off the face of the planet. When I was in school, my best friend moved to another state. I was devastated, but we wrote letters and stayed close for years. Nowadays, you can call during the hours when your cell phone allows free long-distance calls, email at least once a week, and take photos at your next big school event, and post them on a photo-sharing site like Shutterfly.com.
My father is a military man, so I moved about every 3 years while growing up. It was a real pain making new friends all the time, but it taught me a valuable lesson. People come and go, and you have to learn to roll with it. On the other hand, you can make new friends all the time.
Our sisters and brothers are our joy and sorrow. Tim often finds himself in the shadow. My brother, who is almost 2 years older than me, overshadows me completely. He's taller, stronger, faster and smarter. He's popular with everyone. Nobody knows who I am except as his younger brother. He doesn't mean to block me the way he does, but asking him to stop is simply out of the question. What am I going to do?
Obviously he's taller, faster and smarter than you. He's 2 years older. Simply ask him to help you get better at sports, meeting girls, whatever. My sister is 2 years younger than I am, and I've always loved teaching her new things. And as you grow older, it's only a matter of time before you'll be teaching your brother a thing or two.
When I was younger, I felt the same way about my older sister. She was smart, pretty, and could play just about any musical instrument. So I started to develop other abilities, like football, and eventually slipped out of her shadow. Find out about the talents you have, develop those, and be your own person.
Dear listeners, if you have a question for Jenny and Steve, write to us to ask us anything.
S tem je zaključena druga naloga. Končano je slušno razumevanje. Zdaj lahko začnete reševati še ostale naloge.